This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, how you doing, Kevin McCullough? Sorry about that. It was the craziest start to the night, and I knew it was going to be this way because we are down a staff member, and thankful to have you with us all the same. Kevin McCullough, it is Radio Night Live. We are live from New York, per usual. It's just if I could turn the camera, you'd see that we have no one in the audio booth tonight. So leave it to my operations director, Mr. Quinones. It's a barren, cold, dreary wasteland over there in the audio booth tonight. So my operations director goes, well, I'm busy. Oh, well, excuse me, you're busy. Okay, you be busy then. We had Mr. Kyle, who was supposed to be with us tonight, and he unfortunately has that flu thing that comes around this time of year. So anyway, we're going to try not to have any more dropouts on audio tonight. Just I got to remember how to run my own control panel, which I haven't done in years. Like, the thing about radio is, and it's Kevin McCullough. Welcome to the big weekend show. We got a lot to get to, by the way, tonight. But when you're doing the when you're coming up through the ranks, and you get used to running your own board and controlling all of the levels and everything else, it's really hard for you then to like take the deep breath and begin to hand that over to people when you get more important in what you're doing and you're getting more airtime, that kind of thing. So it took me a long time to give that up, and I'm really honored to have really great producers and engineers. My weekday engineer, Alex Garrett, faithful, never misses anything in terms of an audio cue, and the same with the great staff that we have here at Radio Night Live. Just seldom, if ever, make any mistakes. But tonight, it will be an adventure. So it's you and me, baby, all the way through. 888-340-3373 is my phone number. Now, we've got a big show to talk about tonight, and if we could throw up on the big board, Nick, for those that are watching by way of Biz TV, the man on the far left side of that screen right there, if you're watching on television, not by way of radio, obviously, is Jeff Flake. Jeff Flake looking like he's about to cry. Jeff Flake appearing as though he's, watching a cat be beheaded or something. There's something weird that Jeff Flake has in his eyes there that just, I think, just so sums up the Flake-ness of who Jeff Flake is and has been, and this weekend sent the entire nation over the edge with. You may have guessed it. We're going to talk about Kavanaugh tonight. And friends, the phone lines are open right now, 888-340-3373. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford testified, followed by the Honorable Judge Brett M. Kavanaugh. They testified in back-to-back sessions before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The testimony was complete. They had given all that they had to say. They had said what they came there to say. And the next day, there was a vote scheduled, and that vote got scheduled from 9:30, and then it got pushed to 1:30 because the Democrats, as the Democrats want to do, wanted to play play games. They wanted to muck stuff up. And so they the Republicans got wind of it. They said, okay, well, what we'll do is we'll let you have this big window of time, and then we'll vote early in the morning that we will then agree to take a vote at 1:30 in the afternoon. And at 1:30 in the afternoon, at a Charles Grassley-run committee, something very unusual happened. Very unusual happened. And that was this. He actually was not able to get his vote off on time. And that doesn't happen with Dr. Grassley. So you could tell something was going on in the room. I'm at Fox News, by the way, in the green room. There's a whole ton of us that are scheduled to go on with Harris Faulkner. And she has to convert to live coverage because all of a sudden now this vote's not going down. And then out of the blue, Jeff Flake comes across the dais, says to Dr. Grassley, can I say a few words? And Dr. Grassley said, sure, yields to him on the floor, and he says, well, I'm willing to vote to put Judge Kavanaugh's nomination through to the main Senate body, but in exchange for that, I want you to know that I'm going to expect them, in order for me to vote yes on final passage of Judge Kavanaugh, that they're going to need to open an FBI investigation for no longer than a week to try to appease, basically, the Democrats on the other side of the dais. Now, this comes at the end of an excruciatingly painful couple of days in which the people on the other side of the dais had acted like absolute barn animals for most of that time. One senator, Sheldon Whitehouse, got caught asking Judge Kavanaugh about drinking games that he played in college, and one of them that had a name that was taken after the issue of flatulence in the human system. And Judge Kavanaugh even says at one point, "Well, if you want to talk about flatulence, I guess I can answer your question about that." But yeah, that's what that was. So you've got all kinds of interesting pictures of that time. Now, that followed, I might add, the 32 to 39 hours, whatever it was, of Judiciary Committee hearings that were also an absolute circus. But nonetheless, Grassley took the vote, 11 votes for the Republicans, 10 for the Democrats. Kavanaugh's nomination was moved to the United States Senate, which is where it sits tonight, which is where it's going to be considered now from here until it's finally dealt with. And Mitch McConnell, I might just add, yesterday, late in the afternoon, maybe the early evening, I'm not even sure what time he was on the Senate floor, but on the Senate floor, he officially moved the motion forward. And he said this to the cameras, he said it to the people that were in the Senate, he said it to anybody that was listening, all 51 Republican senators are ready to move this nomination forward. All 51. He reiterated it a couple of times. All 51 are ready to move this forward. So the interesting thing about that is that this isn't in the Senate Judiciary Committee anymore. And some of the hijinks that those senators had, because they were 10 from the Democrats to the 11 of the Republicans, and they didn't really have the power that the majority leader has, those games are going to kind of not be played anymore. Because you know why? The man newly titled Cocaine Mitch is in town. There is one reason why Mitch McConnell is the majority leader in the United States Senate at this very moment. There's only one thing that Donald Trump's base wants him to do. There's only one thing that the voters who overwhelmingly put Donald Trump into office expect him to do. And that is to get Judge Brett Kavanaugh turned into Justice Brett Kavanaugh. And friends, we're going to talk about all the reasons why people may or may not want that to happen, but Mitch's job is to whip that vote and to make those Republicans vote the way they should. Now, Jeff Flake's not going to be back in the Senate after the elections. He's done. He's retiring at the end of this time, blah, blah, blah. But Murkowski and Collins still have to come back. They still have to do a lot of business with their Republican colleagues, and they like being in the majority. They're not going to leave the majority party to go be part of the minority and lose their seniority on the seats of the committees that they're on and everything else. So the Republicans are trying to scare them into saying, well, you know, the pro-choice vote's going to go against you, you know, in Alaska and in Maine if you vote this way. And Murkowski's had a little bit of a touch of what conservatives can do in her state. They bounced her from the Republican ticket a few years ago. But the job of the Republicans is to execute the president's agenda. And right now the job is to get that nominee instilled into the Supreme Court. And, oh, by the way, the court's session starts on Monday. Monday is the first day of the new Supreme Court. So this needs to occur. Now, you were probably one of the 20 million people that watched a good degree of the hearings. There were 20 million people. That's like, I don't know, Super Bowl numbers or something. I mean, it's an obscene amount of people that watched any given single thing. And yet, there it is. And that's the way it is. So here's what I want to know from you tonight. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. You've seen Dr. Ford. You've seen Judge Kavanaugh. You saw Lindsey Graham excoriate the Democrats and say what they're doing to this man is wrong. This is a good man. You saw how believable Dr. Ford was and how, and I've said this on the air multiple times this week, I genuinely believe that she believes that something terrible happened to her and that she has every right to believe that if, in fact, something did. But we will get into what that fully means and take your calls right now, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known and I've known.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Beautiful shot there of my beautiful city tonight, if you're watching on Biz TV. It's very cool to see New York City all lit up like that, so gorgeous. And big thanks to the Hot Sardines providing all of our music tonight, per usual. They're our house band. And the fun sounds of the 1920s, as only they can pull it off. Anyway, 888-340-3373 is our phone number, 888-340-3373. Phone line, we got one phone line open, actually. I'm going to take to the calls shortly here that we've already got lined up. And I want to just be very clear. If you disagree with what I have to say, I'll put you to the front of the line. If you have a disagreement with what I'm going to say. So here's what's happened so far. Dr. Ford came. She begged the committee, please give me a hearing. Please give me a hearing. She was afraid to fly. I'm going to have to drive across the country. Turned out she flies all the time. She goes to French Polynesia and Costa Rica and Hawaii and all these other places. But that was discovered in her side of the hearing. Brett Kavanaugh had been begging for a hearing. He hadn't been really allowed to speak about it publicly, although he had met with the committee every single time a new allegation came forward. And then after they took the two things, the committee was ready to vote to put the nomination forward. And then Jeff Flake pulled the great flake out. He said, I'll vote to put him to the body of the Senate, but you've got to promise me that we'll reopen the investigation. They have done that. By the way, I've got some pretty interesting information tonight. They may be almost done with the FBI investigation. I'll give you more details on that coming up. And I want to promote what we're going to do in the next hour because, you know, we have the Ladies Lounge. And we had Juliana Zobrist scheduled to be with us tonight, Chicago Cubs wife of Ben Zobrist, and very talented singer and author and so forth. She's graciously agreed to come back next week because we have a woman who knows Brett Kavanaugh personally who is ready and willing to speak out tonight, and I want you to hear her story because I think it's rather compelling. So that will be coming up in the Ladies Lounge in the second hour. I also am really interested in women's thoughts tonight. If you are a woman and you witnessed what happened this week, there is so much being said on social media right now about how Brett Kavanaugh should never be around women. The repugnant writer at the USA Today today, Eric Brady, actually put in an article today that he should no longer be... He implied that the judge should no longer be allowed to coach his daughter's basketball teams because, and he thought he was being all funny, like tongue-in-cheek, because you know, wink, 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 because the judge, he shouldn't be on the court with the basketball teams, wink, wink. You're talking about a spotless record of a man's life, and people are literally willing to tear it limb from limb and dishonor this man, even in the eyes of his own daughters. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to line one. Nancy calling from my hometown of Fort Worth, Texas tonight. Hello, Nancy. Welcome. Glad you're with us
at Radio Night Live.
How are you?
Well, I'm on your side. First of all, she doesn't have any particulars, and I would bet that if you interviewed 99% of women or even girls that have been abused, they would remember when and where and how it happened and who it was. And I have a situation where I had a thing happen to me when I was 3 years old and 6 years old, and I remember when, where, who did it, and what time of year. I don't remember the year because I was 3 and 6. But I can tell you all the other particulars.
Sure.
So I'm very skeptical of this woman.
Nancy, let me
if
ask you.
If it was as bad as she says it was, she would remember what it was and what happened.
Let
and
me
when
ask
she
you.
First say she was too drunk, and now she says she had one beer, and she first said, I think it was. Now she's positive after talking to all the lawyers and everybody else, you know, that it was Brett Kavanaugh.
Right. Let me ask you this follow-up question.
Destroying our country. I'm disgusted with the people and the women, even though they are have trampled on our Constitution and one of the most fundamental things we have in this country, that you are innocent until proven guilty. I'm embarrassed for our country, and I'm embarrassed for our Congress that they have treated it like this instead of finding out, you know, if he's guilty, which I don't believe he is.
Nancy, let me ask you a follow-up question. When she said that she, because they pointed out, the prosecutor, the female prosecutor pointed out that her house was about 8 miles away, so it was about a 20-minute ride to and from her house to wherever this party took place, if it was close to the country club, which is what she thinks it was. But she has no idea how she got to or from there that day. Did that ring true to you?
No, it does not ring true. I remember, I was 3 and I was 6 years old, and I can tell you all the particulars.
Hmm.
And at that age, they said, she was only 15 or 16. A 15 or 16-year-old, if you want to go back and interview any girl or woman that's been abused, I will guarantee, I would bet that she remembers those particulars.
Well, thank you,
and
Nancy, for the call.
I thought she first did in the beginning, she was too drunk to remember, and now she says she had one beer only.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. She would remember if it was as horrific as she says, she would remember what happened.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373. Now, you don't have to be female to call, but I am interested in what ladies have to say tonight, especially because the issue is a sensitive one, and it's one that people need to understand the differences in how men and women process this, etc. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line 2. Cindy is listening to us on AM 970 out of Louisville, Kentucky tonight. Cindy, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Well, I'm a woman, and as someone said, I've been listening to this and watching the whole thing and recorded and all that. I heard someone call in and say, and I'm not saying I agree with the person totally, but it's like if I go to a party at 15 and I'm underage and I'm drinking anyway, I'm not saying that the boys had no right to do this to a two.
They
girl.
Certainly
I'm
don't.
And I don't believe it. No, they don't. But at the same time is you don't go to a place that, you know, first off, you're doing something illegal, things may happen. Do you know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is she can't totally be unaccountable for nothing. She has to have some accountability for what happened to her, and if it did happen to her, and I don't think she's telling the truth herself. I think because I've done some research on her, and she's done some 8 different research papers. She co-authored some research papers early on RU486.
The abortion pill. Yep.
Right. And I'm like, you know, she's very much into the ideology of not conservative, let's put it that way. And I really believe she's a victim in a sense. I think they used her mild manner. I think she acted very, to me, like somebody that's been abused for a long time. I mean, I don't know. She acted very strange to me.
You know what's interesting about that, Cindy? You know what's interesting about that is my bride said the same thing as she was watching. And thanks for the call.
Yeah.
My bride said the same thing. She goes, you know what? If she seems to be on something. Like, my wife publicly pondered, do you think she's on some sort of, like, pain medication or something, like, as she was giving her testimony before the Senate? Because she seemed so, I don't know. Anyway, we're going to take your calls, more calls on this. Who do you believe? Why? Are you happy that they're taking the up to one week break to do further FBI investigation? Should we vote on this? Has the Kavanaugh family suffered enough? Have those daughters suffered enough? We'll get to all of that and more as we continue. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live from New York. Thankful to be on great radio and television stations.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says he hopes a new FBI investigation will clear Brett Kavanaugh and his Supreme Court nominee will be confirmed. The president spoke at a rally in West Virginia.
The entire nation has witnessed
the shameless conduct of the Democrat Party. They're willing to throw away every standard of decency, justice, fairness, and due process to get their way.
In addition to claims made by Christine Blasey Ford, the FBI will also look at allegations made by one of Kavanaugh's classmates at Yale, who claims Kavanaugh exposed himself to her right in her face at a party while others around her laughed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Welcome back. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Beautiful shot of Manhattan, Lower Manhattan. Or no, that's Midtown. That's Times Square. Anyway, we always enjoy having you with us on Saturday nights. And we take a lot of calls. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. If you're watching on Biz TV, it's right on the bottom of the screen right there. You can see it. We're taking your calls. And if you're female, I really want to hear from you, though I'll take your call if you're male, too. I want to know what your thoughts are. Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh squared off before the Senate Judiciary hearing, and before it could get to the Senate floor, there was already more controversy because the Democrats basically hotboxed Jeff Flake back in the consult room, and hotboxing is when they get all around him and they just basically start shouting at him when he's sitting in a chair. And the senator from Arizona who's on his way out, he's a lame duck, he can't do anything, he came out and said, I'm going to vote to put the nomination through, but I would really like it if we did another FBI investigation. Now, let me just tell you, this will be number 7 that the FBI will have done for Judge Kavanaugh. And every time they do an FBI investigation, they go deeper and deeper into his life, especially the higher the security clearance. And when he was the assistant to the president, he had the highest level security clearance you can have in the executive branch of government. So there's this idea that he's been checked out. And by the way, they do check sexual misconduct. They go to all kinds of friends and acquaintances, and has he ever had an affair? Did he ever act out? Was he addicted to porn? They go through that stuff with a fine-tooth comb. So the idea that he could have been running gang rape rooms and drugging people at parties for the, you know, dozens and dozens of parties and all this stuff, it just defies credulity. But to satisfy Jeff Flake on the Great Flakeout, the Republicans said, okay, we'll open up a limited time and scope investigation. Now, I've got an article coming up on Town Hall tonight, townhall.com at midnight tonight, that I think is going to blow open a whole bunch of things that nobody is anticipating, because I think there's at least 10 reasons why not only this FBI investigation will further bring exculpatory evidence in Judge Kavanaugh's favor, but I think it may expose some criminality of some other players on the other side. Read my column tonight at midnight at townhall.com or any of the day tomorrow. It'll be on the front page to explain some of that. But I'm asking for your calls and you're calling, so let me take as many of you as you can. Let's go right away to Terry in Wichita, Kansas, watching on Biz TV. Terry, it's good to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Your thoughts on what we're discussing?
Well, thank you for having me. I just wanted to make a comment on Dr. Ford. I'm shocked because she's a doctor, for one thing, and she's a college professor. But when she was giving her testimony, she seemed like she just had a deer in the headlight look, and she talked almost like a child, and it just didn't ring true to me.
Hmm.
And my daughter, who was just turned 22, thought the same thing. She thought, this lady, or doctor, it just seemed phony.
Isn't that interesting? Now, I can't sense that, but I can listen to what the women around me say. And again, I said this in the last segment. My bride was very, she was like, why is she talking in that little girl's voice? It was almost as though she was affecting a part as opposed to just being herself. And I think it'll be interesting to see, what this FBI, situation turns up. Anyway, thank you for your call, Terry. Hope you keep watching and listening. Thanks for joining us tonight. Let's go to line three. Susan's calling from Hearst, Texas, I believe. And Susan, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough here in New York. What's your thoughts?
Hi, Mr. McCullough. Well, I think that Judge Kavanaugh summed it up when he said it was a national embarrassment. Mm. It absolutely is, the way that he's been treated. I think it's time for Americans to look at who we're sending to Congress and to the Senate and the people that are out there playing games, really, with people's lives. And it's just all been a farce. It has been. Everybody wants to have their moment of fame, and I just think it's horrible. I think we need to turn over Washington, and not just because of this, but, just because they've forgotten why we've sent them there, I do believe. Anyway, but I do believe what Judge Kavanaugh said. I feel so sorry for him, because you spend your whole life trying to be the best person that you can, and obviously he has been exceptional. And then you get here, and all it takes is a few people making these remarks. And when it's all said and done, no matter how it turns out for him, I think he ought to sue for slander. I really do. Because they can't prove anything they're saying, and they just keep saying it.
And they've ruined his reputation. Even today, the USA Today sports writer is saying that he shouldn't be allowed to coach girls basketball anymore. How repugnant. Susan, thanks for the call. We got to go. I'm up against another break. But friends, we're taking your calls. 888-340-3373. If you disagree with me, I'll put you to the front of the line. 888-340-3373. And if you're female, I'll put you in front of all the guys that are in line, because I'm really interested in what girls have to say tonight. I want to know what your thoughts are about the whole thing. Anyway, Kevin McCullough coming right back.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Your free book.
All right, Kevin McCullough, really glad to have you with us. It's a busy night, you can see there in Times Square, lots of traffic, lots of people out and about. It's a beautiful fall evening, actually, here in New York. I hope it's nice where you are as well. We have got some pretty interesting stuff going down, given the fact that we have had this long kind of process, drawn-out process of Justice Kavanaugh, and then at the point in time in which he should have been twice now voted through to the full vote for the Senate to nominate him, it's been held up once by the tricky tricks of the Democrats, the second time by a Republican who, of all things, sided with them and said, "Hey, we want to have a further delay." So that's kind of interesting. But anyway, we've got a lot to We've got a lot to get to, and I'm hoping that you will stay with us for the duration of the show tonight, because we've got a we've just got a very interesting time to be together, and looking forward to next hour as well, where one of the people that is going to join us is someone that knows Justice Kavanaugh, worked for Justice Kavanaugh, and in fact is very familiar with he and his wife, and she's going to speak publicly on our platform. So we've got a lot to get to. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go back to the phone calls. Elizabeth from Las Vegas, Nevada. Elizabeth, welcome.
So much. God bless you. And I just wanted to bring up a point that hasn't been made. I'm also an adult survivor of sexual assault, but there have been hundreds and hundreds of convicted rapists. These are not men who were convicted of groping. This was rape. Women have testified under oath in a court of law that they were absolutely 100% sure that that was the man who raped me. And they didn't have anything to gain. There's a certain amount of glory from the left that this woman has to gain. But they testified really with nothing to gain, and they were proven wrong by DNA evidence. These men have been released, completely exonerated, when they serve time for being a rapist. Even if this woman actually believes everything she's saying, people make mistakes. And these were adult women, not teenagers. Mm. And they didn't have 36 years to think about it, and they didn't have a lot of glory to gain from, you know, the left. And, you know, go girls. I think the senators on the left said it all the day of the hearing. But I just wanted to bring that up.
All right.
People make mistakes.
Well, they do, and you know. And thanks for the call. It's really interesting. I read a couple of memory experts this morning, and I hadn't seen it put this way, but a couple of people that work on retrieving memory, and one of the things that Dr. Ford has claimed is PTSD, and she has also claimed whatever the opposite of that is, where it's fuzzy memory. I forget the clinical term for it. But both of these memory experts, and neither of them particularly partisan, they were just saying, this is the problem I have with her testimony, is that PTSD and this misremembering situation don't go hand in hand. People that have PTSD remember every detail of everything at all times, because it was so traumatic, it locks in, and you don't forget anything. You know the circumstances, the surroundings. You could repaint it if you had to, because it's so crystal clear. That's what genuine PTSD is. The thing that Dr. Ford has claimed that she also has, because she's kind of claiming a combination. She's claiming that she's got PTSD about the attempted action that she claims happened, but then she claims this misremembering syndrome that makes everything else turn fuzzy. And these two people that have spent their life, academic lives, researching memory, say that those two don't ever appear together, that you either have one or the other, but you don't have both, because of the way the brain works. I thought that was interesting. And who knows what the FBI investigation, now that it's being opened back up, is going to discover. I've got some questions about her GoFundMe accounts. You know, it's illegal to pay someone for testimony before a Senate or a House committee. It's illegal to say, for example, hey, I know you've got a story. Would you, if we paid you some money, would you come tell that to the committee? That's illegal. But there are five GoFundMe pages that have now raised over $1 million for Dr. Ford, and it appears that at least two of them have connections to George Soros. Now, I don't know how she knows George Soros. I don't know if she does know George Soros. I don't know if they ever met. But if you track money through GoFundMe, she could very well be getting paid by George Soros and it be completely off the books. There's no check, there's no traceable, like, oh, this is what we reimbursed her for doing this. But do you think George Soros would have an interest in stopping Justice Kavanaugh? Do you think Planned Parenthood has an interest in stopping Justice Kavanaugh? Do you think the RU486 manufacturer that Dr. Ford works for and has contributed to their research with, do you think they have some interest? Do you think a lot of people could be convinced to give small donations on their behalf to... she's got $1 million, and her attorney said pro bono was how they were doing it all. Anyway, let's go to Brian in Louisville, also listening to AM 970 there. Brian, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hey, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
Hey, actually, what you're just talking about is a good segue into what I wanted to say. Just real briefly... Okay, so I believe him 100%, and I actually believe her. So, how can you make sense of that? Well, that it sounds to me like there's a very distinct possibility that she misidentified him.
I think so.
Now, I don't know about the whole conspiracy. She's getting paid, but it also does seem very suspicious that the statute of limit, there is no, the statute of limitations is gone. There is no evidence. She knows that her story won't hold up in court, yet she can kind of kill two birds with one stone, so to speak.
Brian, let me tell you how bad the story is, and thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You waited for quite a while. Thanks for that. Here's how bad the story is. There's been several prosecutors that have looked at the underlying evidence and looked at all of her testimony and looked at all of the stuff that they entered into the record. So far, every prosecutor that's looked at the case said there's not enough there to merit a search warrant, which is the lowest level of investigation that could be launched by local authorities, because they don't have a time or place, which is the starting point of reporting any crime. It's amazing. They don't even have enough for a search warrant, much less an arrest warrant, much less anything else. But I want to know what you think. 888-3403.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you for joining us live from New York for Radio Night Live every Saturday night. It is the most syndicated, is most heard, most seen radio show in America on the weekends. And we thank you for making us number one on great radio stations like WPG in Atlantic City and on a great television network coast to coast on Biz TV. In fact, we are just killing it for Biz TV tonight. Every single caller, I think, thus far has been from our Biz TV audience. And it's come from every corner of the country. So we're grateful for each of you that have reached out. And tell your friends, because we're here every Saturday having a lot of fun. Normally not dealing with as heavy an issue as maybe this one, but we take calls and we love to interact with you. Coming up, the Ladies' Lounge in the next hour. By the way, I'm going to start that late tonight. We'll probably start the Ladies' Lounge in the second segment. And we have a woman who knows Brett Kavanaugh, who knows him quite intimately, and she's going to speak out on our show. This is newsworthy. I hope that you'll stick around for hour two in places where you can get it. And if you can't get it, go to my Facebook page, because we've got it streaming there for you tonight as well. You can also join us on Twitter, at KMC Radio, on Facebook.com/KMC01. It'll get you there. But let's take some more calls before we're done with hour one. And line three, Tiffany is in Georgia watching, of course, on Biz TV. Hi, Tiffany. Line three, are you there, Tiff?
Yep, we're here.
Okay.
Turning off the television.
No, that's okay. Thanks for your call. What's your thought?
Well, our biggest concern is that over the last year, many people have been told to step down from their position because of similar accusations. And we've lost people like Charlie Rose. We've lost senators. And a lot of those didn't have any justifications or people that stepped forward either. My concern is that a judge acted the way he did, no matter what the level of issue or conflict, but he acted emotionally instead of unbiasedly, instead of unemotionally, instead of how I would expect a judge of any level, but definitely a Supreme Court judge, to act.
Tiffany, let me ask you this, because what they did is they said to a man who has two daughters who pretty much idealize him, and they said that he drugged women and gang raped them. He's not allowed to have some sort of response to that?
As a judge, no, he's not.
He's not a judge when he's in that hearing. He's not a judge in that Senate hearing.
He is still coming as a judge in that.
No, he's being questioned. He's a witness in that proceeding. Thanks, Tiffany. Sorry, I just disagree. He's a witness in that proceeding. And he's having to defend himself. He's the accused. And he's supposed to sit there and be pious? Are you kidding me? If somebody made me look that way, there is no more important universe to a father than how his daughter sees him. There is no more important universe to the world of a father than what his daughters think of him. And you know what tells me they're doing something right in the Kavanaugh household? His daughter asked if she could pray for the woman that was accusing them. If you go back and look what he...
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get to you for it.